Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Seize the world on kaya959.
On the street, on the air.
Now, so,
yeah.
When I was younger, I think I told the story before, I never had friends. What I had were my cousins.
Mm-hmm, you've always said.
Yeah, and then my parents would be friends with people, and then obviously they'd take us to their house, and then I'd make friends that way. So Ndumiso, for example, our parents were friends, and then we became friends. Unana, exactly the same thing. Our parents were friends, and then we became friends. And I didn't think much of it back then, but now that I'm older, I see that it was better that way because the households that we fraternized with, we always had common and shared values, right?
Makes sense.
These days, kids will meet at school, for example. They go on play dates, and only then you meet their parents.
Yay.
Now, what happens when you meet their parents and you go, hey, I don't approve of this lifestyle that these parents lead? You know? I was having a conversation with a friend of mine, and he's very lax. And he was telling me that other parents were very uncomfortable with him being around their kid. So give you an example. His kids started driving at 13. They're boys. Mm-hmm. He flies planes. Sometimes he flies with them. And they'll be in the cockpit, handling the stick, the joystick and everything. Mm-hmm. And other parents seem to think this is very, very irresponsible behavior.
How?
Why are you driving at 13?
I'm teaching my son.
He just fine. He's your son. You can teach him. But my son is not coming at your house.
But who says when your son comes to my house he's driving?
If you're making these decisions, I do not trust your decision making.
What other liberties does your 13-year-old have?
Yeah.
That's not about the driving, it's about what you're letting them do and the possible influence on my child.
Yeah. But you do not even know the reason why that person has decided to
I
teach
don't need to know the reason. Telling you this is my child.
Then keep your kid at your house. That's fine. That's fine.
But yeah, how do you deal with that for real? Because the kids are already friends now. Then you meet the parents and you go,
there's no sleepover then. Ooh. Definitely no sleepovers. Yeah. You allow them to be friends at school because it does matter. Their own values as a family matter, honestly. And if I meet them perhaps at a school parents meeting or something like that, and I find out that I'm a bit worried or I get exposed to some of their ways, and I'll express that to my child. I'll say that I'm not quite sure that this is the kind of friend you should have, given what I've noted when it comes to their parents.
Oh, but the child, there's nothing wrong with the child. It's their parents.
No, but somehow it does have an impact on the child. And I'm that judgmental because my own father was.
I was just about to ask you, do you acknowledge that this is being judgmental?
It is. But unfortunately, 100%. I didn't understand it when I was young and my father did it. And constantly said, you can't go to this specific friend's house because the mom drinks or something like that. And I just thought, why are you that judgmental? But now that I'm a parent myself, I'm scared. There are no sleepovers, just like I never had them. And it matters which home you come from, unfortunately.
So now how far do you take it? Because we can be judgmental about other things, lots of things. Like yesterday, we jokingly said, I mean, it was a joke, but there's things that you can look at a person and be like, "Hey, I ain't got enough of slay queen ya nagila." You see? That in itself, that's judgment in itself.
Why are we imposing our own adult views of other adults on our children?
We're trying to protect them.
Because, wait, what are you protecting them from? You're protecting them from an adult and how they choose to live their life. What does that have to do with the children?
Mbo's asking valid questions.
The way you are as an adult will always, that's why some, like, remember yesterday we had a whole bullying conversation, mm-hmm. and I said the day I went to my bully's house, I could tell where the behavior comes from. Mm-hmm. So the way we are as adults does influence our children.
Not all the time.
So
kids are influenced a lot more by other kids than they are by adults. At a particular point, especially when they get to teenage years. It's no longer about the adults. It's about their peers and how their peers behave.
Mbo is correct. Not all the time. That's why you can have two kids that come from the same household and they turn out differently.
Yes.
So what I am saying is I'd rather be safe than sorry. With my kid, rather I be wrong.
Okay.
But let me be wrong, day one.
Can I throw a spanner in the works then?
Yeah.
in this day and age, a lot of our kids go to these mixed race schools, right?
Yeah.
They fraternize with a lot of white kids who have very questionable ways of being raised.
Yeah.
Do you judge their parents?
All because the time.
A lot of you are okay with your kids doing sleepovers with Johnny over there, but you will not take him to Kabelo's house because Kabelo's mom drinks. I'm just asking. It doesn't have to be a sleepover, but you're okay with him going to do a play date with Johnny at Johnny's home because they've got horses.
No.
But because Gabu Kabelo kuyaphuzwa, uKabelo can't go there because the mom drinks. Guys, sometimes ninokuba.
No, but there can't be no race.
Mina, when it comes to that one, Bandla, I don't see race.
Yeah, me too.
I'm an equal opportunity hater.
Yeah, no, me
but
too. Very
few parents are like that. When it's white people, it's like, anyway, I belong, it's okay. Huh? But when it's a black person, it's like, niyayenza.
No.
You are all sitting here as though you don't, but you do.
I don't. But I'm not saying, I'm not saying you're wrong in saying that. There are some people that view certain things differently. Just like there are parents that will prefer their kids speak English, for example, than any other language, because they assume that is better for the child. So yes, there are those views. But yeah, I don't hold them.
Neither
if anything, are. Kids will rather come to my house. My house is like Neverland.
Why don't you raise your kids properly to a point where you are not bothered by other people's influences?
No, we try that. You try that, but still
you don't have to worry about other external influences. It's like people who say, "Hey, hey, this celebrity behaves in this particular way, therefore you're influencing our kids." I'm not influencing
your role model.
Child. I'm not your child's role model. You should be your own child's role model. Why when ungakhulisa umntwana wakho kahle?
But Mpo's right, because I'm thinking my child is most likely gonna come back to me and say, "Dad, at so and so's house that daddy drinks beer while driving or smokes while driving." Or I remember there was a transport she was in and I had to take her out because she said the older kids there use bad language.
There we go.
So when you raise a child right, your child in fact will pick it up that this is not the environment that I'm comfortable in.
Thank you. At what point do they make their own decisions?
Give us a shout and let us know what your thoughts are. 086-000-0959. Phone lines are flashing. Flashing.
Kuningane next door of a different race, obviously. By a jumper over the fence to come and play. Like, it'll be like, "Yeah, you want to play, what, jiggy, jiggy, giggy." I'm like, "What?" And I've specifically said, "Guti, unfortunately, my boy, you are not given the privilege of jumping over the fence to go and play. You will walk out the gate, go all the way around," things like that. That was the one small incident where I was like, the parent that's next door needs to do something.
It's the funniest thing, because the kid next door at Yeye's house, till today, when they want to play, they jump over the wall.
I used to jump the fence.
It's like the
nonsense.
Easiest
access. Somebody needs to stop this nonsense.
What nonsense?
That's funny.
Stop
nonsense.
I see what you did.
Oh boy. We've got a former champion of singing back on the line. Boomy from Midrand.
And then
she just dropped. Just try and get her back. I don't know what's going on there.
Mina, I've just made that very same decision. But here's the thing. With a friend, I stopped my daughter from going to a play date or being friends with my friend's kids. She's raised, her values of raising kids are completely different to mine. Okay. We are friends. I love her. But I don't agree with her ways of raising kids. And for that reason, her kids have certain ways of how they speak. There's a level of freedom of speech kids can have. Mm. And my kids say respectfully, say thank you, please, appreciate, and they don't argue with adults. But her kids have different values. For that reason, I've said no more. You can't be on phone calls with them. You can't go with them. She's my friend, but you are not friends with her kids. And that's it.
Imagine that. She's your friend, even.
But that makes sense. I mean, if you are close to me, it's almost like with family members, right?
Mm.
So, Mina, my child is allowed to behave however he wants to be, how he feels. For instance, in the sense that when you are around other people, I don't force my kid to go hug people and all of that. If you want to greet, greet. But you don't have to hug them and be affectionate. Mm-hmm. Because kids sense things that we as adults do not sense, right? So if I want to hug, I'm not going to make you feel guilty for not wanting to hug the uncle. If you don't want to hug him, you don't want to hug him.
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Do you get what I mean? Mm.
Okay, so put me in Midran. Stay on the line because now we need to go to news. But I definitely want to hear from you. Hey, yeah, yeah. So many voice notes. Pull me from Midran. How's it going?
I'm good, sis and team. How's everyone?
We are well, good. Thank you.
I'm missing you guys. Adrenaline rush, my circle is fixing.
We miss you too. You may just come back. Yeah.
No, Mina, I agree with you. Ayikho leyonto. Guys, let's not pretend. Abantwana bancane bachaza into ezisnacks. If you are out here smoking and doing things and you are a lax parent, so to speak. I remember when I was young, of course I wanted to go to Caesar's house because Cabo Caesar was cool. You can't tell me oh, my mother Caesar is cool because I got tech, you know. You can't tell me that the actions of your kids will not influence mine. They will, because they are kids. It excites them. And if you think it's, I mean, I have my child, but my allowed him to drive in at 12 and is 18. And she used, and he used to be like, oh, Caesar's mom's so cool. He lets him drive. And I said, if I ever catch you, go, I will skin you alive. And tell me this. If Lomtana doesn't chase, what happens if Upumzile and I'm chase? Who's going to be in trouble?
And that's another thing, by the way. Solo's talking about your kid will come back and report to you the things that are wrong. And maybe yeah, that'll be fine. Sometimes the things are so wrong that they put your kid's life in danger. Your kid may not even come back. Now, what do you say? You see?
My daughter's friend, because she's in a new school, she started high school this year, who wanted to visit because she has been to her house and she recently wanted to visit. And me actually being in conversation with the mom and meeting the mom, I got the impression that she feels my daughter's so spoiled, and I don't draw the line on how much I spoil her. That I am just letting her have her way. I give her what she wants when she wants. Even with me trying to elaborate, like I could feel it in the conversations that she was taking jabs at me to say, yeah, your daughter owns this kind of a phone. Why would you, like, why would you even give her a card? Why would, my face.
Thank you for the testimonial. A parent that comes forward and she says she's the one being judged. Hey?
No, I teach my kids to talk. If something is wrong, booa, my baby. I call her my baby, booa. You understand? And she'll say, what? But I want to sleep over. Never. I don't care who rumang. I'm not going to allow my kid to go to a sleepover. I'm sorry. No ways.
So there's a clip of Bow Wow. Bow Wow was friends with Michael Jordan's son, right? Mm. He says he called him Mr. Jordan. He says, because it's Michael Jordan, you expect him to be one way, like how we see him on TV. Says that guy was the strictest parent. Says in the morning, the guy is like a dad, walking in, hey, time to get up, there's things to be done. And Bow Wow says he came there wearing Reeboks.
Oh, no.
And then he says, Mr. Jordan said, whose are these? Hey? Threw him in the bin.
No Reebok. Well, at least you got a free pair of J's.
I do not agree with them, Paul. Every kid looks up to their parents. Nabasebancane labantwana, we're their heroes. You know, they look up to us. Before they even tend to look up to their friends or be influenced by their friends. And that's at the much, much older age. You know, maybe teenagers and up. But nabasebancane labantwana, they look up to us. We are influencing them. What you do as a parent, they are watching, they are looking. Chances are they will tend to replicate it somehow. So I don't agree with them, Paul. Maybe you forgot. Every kid looks up to their parent. So as you behave as a parent, Nami, to me, I take that to heart. I will deny my kids to play with yours depending on how you behave as a parent. It's very important. Never overlook that thing.
When it comes to being a parent, treat them like Mugabe, eh? Tony Blair, you keep your UK and I'll keep my Zimbabwe.
The dictatorship.
Very simple. Beggars are Konawe, I'm so beggars.
You know, this, just this past weekend, I was at my daughter's netball festival and I heard a child screaming to their mother, "Don't touch me like that." She said it 4 times, guys. The tone was so off. She was literally screaming. And then when I did eventually turn to look what's wrong, she was actually also hitting her mom. And one of the teachers actually intervened and said, "Zbanman, we don't talk to parents like that. Zbanman, we don't talk to parents like that." And I was like, you know, I like to think I'm a laid back parent, but I've realized that day that I'm so strict because my kids know, like, there's a look that I give when we are in public where you just know that this is where my ill discipline has ended, and they know not to cross that line. Because sometimes it's just kids just trying to push the envelope, but there is no way. Like, yo, guys, look at it. I'm touching myself.
Thank you, Paul. Morning, Kaya and the team. I'm coming on from Melana now. Vumelana nawe. Bathanda ukwenza ngathi abathanda belungu kanti behavior yabo bayithanda. Mara kibo kabela abafuni ukuthi umuntu anaye. Vumelana nawe Nompho. Hey, thina si judgmental too much.
I agree with him, Mpho. You know what? I think as a parent you just need to raise your kid in a way that they won't be influenced by other people, being an adult or their age group. You just need to groom them in that way that they need to stand for themselves. They need to do as they've been taught from home, not to change their behavior because of the surrounding or the environment.
They can go away for a sleepover or something. Anja abangani abanomndeni ongaqacile engawuboni kahle engaphuvu ngawo. No. Honestly, they have cousins they can go to that I know.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.